Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is your astrologer, Shelley Entine, giving you my forecast for the week beginning Monday, April 7th, and that's the day Mercury goes direct in Pisces, and ending on Sunday the 13th, which is Palm Sunday, for those who are observing that holiday. And that is the day after the full moon in Libra takes place, Passover begins, and Venus goes direct in Pisces. So I'm going to try and do all of that in this one podcast. So here goes. The first thing that we have on Monday morning is a Venus-Saturn conjunction at 7:01 a.m., and that's kind of, you know, feelings of rejection or denial or, you know, stuff like that. So it might not be too much fun right away if you're up that early. And this is all Eastern Daylight Time, I hasten to say. Mercury direct is only 7 minutes later. And so it's finally coming off the station, which is always the worst part. And it's going to take a while for that Mercury to get going. In fact, it's going to move forward and re-enter Aries on the 15th, which is the following week, and then it gets up to speed right around that time. So just because it went direct on Monday doesn't mean it will necessarily feel like it did. So Monday can be a tricky day for all the Mercury things like thinking and your short journeys and, you know, details and whatever. And, you know, it will be a slower progress to get to the, yes, it's all good now. But, you know, as we move through the week, you can start nurturing a little bit more on thinking about new ideas. And maybe you're looking at how you have changed your mind about certain things or see them differently. The day is a moon in Leo day, and the moon is presenting you with some wonderful aspects in the morning. The moon is going sextile Jupiter in Gemini until 8:37 a.m., so there may be some good news, great communication, great contact. And then the harmony of the lights takes place with Moon and Leo trine, the Sun and Aries at 10:31 a.m. So we feel really much better on those levels. We're able to feel and express in a harmonious way. So relationships on the outer are harmonious. This is a good time to approach an authority with a creative idea, perhaps, Leo Moon might have. However, it won't be felt right away, but the moon is going to square Uranus and Taurus. As long as Uranus is in Taurus, that's what the moon in Leo will do. So it doesn't come in until 12:08 a.m. on Tuesday. So there may be some change or some issues that are going on, particularly in the realm of finance, and we're like, we aren't always seeing this now. Yes, I don't think you can get anybody out of the realm of finance right now, especially in the United States, but certainly elsewhere. We have major dramas with the moon in Leo going on. We have Venus in Pisces, still retrograde, making a sextile to that Uranus and Taurus. So there's some kind of old, you know, something you're going back and looking at where you have had a creative issue or, you know, maybe some kind of a wounding even, but you're trying to change something about that. You're trying to see something differently in this, the background of the moon going square, Uranus, at 12:08 a.m. on Tuesday. Venus will sextile Uranus coming in exactly at 12:48 a.m. So again, this can be helpful, as a sextile always is, even though you're still looking at something that is an issue that's been an ongoing issue or something you're looking at and revisiting. Void of course moon from 12:08 a.m. enters Virgo at 9:40 a.m. And we won't feel that coming aspect until we get closer to the evening hours on Wednesday. And that is the moon's square to Jupiter in Gemini. So we get a kind of a free space for the moon in Virgo during that day, which is, you know, wonderful. Virgo gets to do whatever they need to do in terms of the details of work and cleaning and health. You know, it's all happening without any obstacles, so it feels good until you get closer to the square to Jupiter when somebody's just overloading with, you know, conflicting ideas and too much information, too much conversation, and that's just a frustration. It won't be like a horrible experience, but it's not ideal, very different points of view. So from here, the moon in Virgo is going to oppose Venus, still retrograding, slowing down, slow. She's slow because she's getting ready to go direct, right? So 10:39 a.m. on Thursday. So this is, again, a time where there may have been, you know, a revisiting, again, of a wound or criticism or, you know, the moon in Virgo feeling let down by the not responsible, dreamy Venus in Pisces. We have a trine, however, coming in right after 10:39, and that is the trine to Uranus and Taurus, 11:36 a.m. That's a little window, not quite an hour, but it's time enough for you to get some things done, particularly in the realm of finance or looking at something you need for the kitchen or, you know, some appliance or something. This is a window of having a good opportunity. But there's a quick dip down when the moon opposes Saturn in Pisces until 12:26 p.m. And this is, you know, frustrating. Saturn is still feeling very victimized and skeptical, and the moon in Virgo would like them to get on with the program already. So that is the feeling, but the moon is going to have a helpful sextile to Mars in Cancer until 3:19 p.m. That's the window, 12:30 to 3:19 p.m. on Thursday Eastern Time. This is where you can get somebody to, you know, help you with things, even in terms of, you know, what you might be needing done around the house or, you know, some food prep or whatever, buying, go to the grocery store kind of thing. Moon in Virgo, however, will oppose this newly direct Mercury in Pisces at 3:49 p.m. So there is a little bit of time there where, you know, it's just not ideal for the moon in Virgo, which is very precise, perfection, analysis, logic, to be dealing with somebody who is, you know, sort of glassy-eyed and not receiving that, those ideas. Then there is a void, of course, Virgo moon, and the moon enters Libra at 9:12 p.m. Now, Neptune has gone into zero Aries. So what's the first thing that's going to happen to Libra moon right now? Well, that is the opposition to Neptune in Aries, and that's until 10:03 p.m. So there will be some kind of relationship. So just be aware that things aren't clear, and don't try to go into stuff with somebody, right? From here, you get the beneficial trine that will happen for Libra moon every month now to Pluto in Aquarius. That comes in at 1:38 a.m. Eastern on Friday the 11th. And this is where you can have discussions about many things that have to do with groups, friends, ideas about what has to change in the future. And there you are. And on Friday the 11th, probably one of the better days of this coming week, you have the moon going trine Jupiter in Gemini. And that goes all 9:20 a.m., right? So the moon is building up that light this week. It's in the second quarter phase. You could be looking for things that you need, tools, help, and information that will help you with your goals. And here we are coming to the culmination with a very beneficial aspect the day before. And it is about information and networking and communication. So Friday the 11th, yes, a big yes. And Saturday, the full moon comes in at 8:22 p.m., which may make it a beautiful shot for the photographers out there that aren't too far into the middle of the night over in the other side of the pond there. But this is the polarity. I'm going to speak about that when I just get through the aspects. I'm going to give you a little touch of the moon. Venus, which rules the sign that the full moon is in, is going direct at 9:02 p.m. So that's, not long after. And we finally get that Venus moving. She's early morning. You can see her. She is, pretty much filled with what she's learned through her journey in the underworld. And she's, ready when she goes direct to start creating from her understanding space. She's at 24 Pisces as she goes direct. And it will be the 30th of April before she returns to Aries. And she will go to the 10th degree, which is where she retrograded, and pass the retrograde altogether on the 15th to 16th of May. All right, so it's basically the journey is over, and now we're going to start seeing the effect in how Venus is going to express her values, her love, her creative, her dealings with money, all of that. We're going to see how she's going to move forward as we go on now. And so two groups of people this week are happy. The Gemini people for Mercury's going direct, Virgo people for Mercury's going direct, or if you have those ascendants, the houses that have the signs of Gemini and Virgo on the cusp start moving forward, and then the Venus people, they get two also, the Libras and the Taurus people. Venus, now their ruler is direct also. Hooray! And the houses in your chart that have the Libra and Taurus on the ascendant. So, and the house that Venus is passing through in direct motion in your birth chart will be the house where you may find love or money coming in. So that would be Venus in Pisces to start with, and then it will move into the house that has Aries on the cusp. Okay, so having gone through that week, taking a deep breath, now I am going to look at that full moon, and I'm going to try not to say too much, because it's just always striking me about the outer world that's being seen in these aspects. So it gets very political. I don't want to go there too much because we've been there already. let's just say we have Mars at 27 Cancer that is squaring this polarity here of the Moon in Libra at 23 Libra, the Sun at 23 of Aries. And the Sun happens to be surrounded by Eris, the goddess of discord, and Chiron, you know, the wounded healer. So the authorities right now, the Aries energy, the ideas of aggression and warfare, they're really very unsettling. And many of us in the world have been unsettled by a lot of what's going on. And so we have the Moon in Libra, which is the polarity that wants to be making some laws or coming to agreements and, you know, having a compromise and creating peace, is all on her own. I mean, practically, you know, practically, if it wasn't for Pluto in Aquarius, she would be the only planet rising in Washington, and she is rising, Washington, D.C. Pluto in Aquarius is down near the midnight hour in the fourth house cusp, but there are, you know, all alone is Moon in Libra, you know, the Lady Justice, you know, with her blindfold and her scales. I mean, she's just trying, and she's got this, you know, crazy thing going on, plus the square from Mars, the anger of the people. Well, as I record this, this is April 5th while I'm recording it, Saturday, and I haven't seen any news at all, but I know that the United States has massive protests today. That is the Mars in Cancer. If you were on my Substack, you would have seen me. Or you can see me if you want to go to ShellyWrightsSubstack.com. You will find my archives post that was the simmering soup boils over, and that was when Mars was going to go direct in Cancer. We certainly have seen this. And this full moon coming during the week after a massive, countrywide demonstration from those who are angry about their lack of security, it's interesting to see what the full moon will be doing. But in your own life, this is the polarity between what I want and what we want, or what's ours and what's mine, and who's the one who's going to be in charge and be the leader of the needs of the home and family, you know. This is something any relationship, you know, whether it's a marriage relationship or a roommate situation, I mean, this is the kind of energy dynamic that brings out whatever's bothering. And can we, will we, could we have some kind of a positive resolution? Well, it looks like we'll have to go to others for that. And we do have others that would like to assist. Others that would like to assist Mars also, one of which is Uranus and Taurus. Some kind of a fiscal change, something that could be helpful, may have been coming in during the week or being worked on, or the issue being raised in the courts or in, you know, out there in the public. Mars has also got a trine to the planets that are still in Pisces, which is, of course, Venus stationed there that day, Saturn conjunct, as we mentioned in the daily forecast, and also Mercury at 28 Pisces conjunct the North Node. So they have, that has been, you know, the trine energy coming from the people who want compassion and the people who don't. Saturn in Pisces is, you know, really feeling undermined. So that's why this energy is taking place that's supposed to be involved in getting some reasonable compromise to be made between government and the people of the country, right? So one of the things that's happening is that there is what we call a finger of God, a Yod, Y-O-D, forming from the moon in Libra out there on her own, and the sextile between Saturn and Uranus and Taurus. So this is the uncomfortable position that the moon finds herself in. And the opposite to this is that sun surrounded by the wounded healer and the goddess of discord. But the goddess of discord is also rattling the cage that needs to be rattled. And Chiron is also learning in direct motion how to be a positive leader. So we're looking still to the leadership area to see some shift that will resolve our issues. That's what the chart looks like. And so we've got Jupiter at 17 degrees is in an uncomfortable square to Ceres and Nessus. And that is problematic because of the feelings of being abandoned by logic and reason that has seemed to be going on. But Jupiter is in orb, it's wide, and the moon is moving away, but it is in orb of a trine. It looks like maybe some trine, as we saw in the forecast, the moon was going to trine Jupiter at 9:20 a.m. that morning. Something good may have been heard. There may be good news that's already come into this situation. Well, I think that's what I want to say. You know, hopefully you have found a way to reach your own personal goals here and to have some good news that helps resolve some of the stress and tension energies in your own life. And we'll look at what we're going to be looking at the week after this. As I said, Mercury is going to enter Aries. That's going to take place at 2:25 a.m. on Wednesday the 16th. And so it'll be on the 15th when we're on the West Coast at 11:25 p.m. out there. So we've talked a bit about that, so we probably don't have as much to talk about. But we do have the sun shifting out of Aries. This could be helpful to have the sun go into Taurus. And that will happen on Saturday, the 19th. But we're getting a preview of what I've been telling people is coming once Mars enters Leo, which is on the 17th, Thursday the 17th, it will oppose Pluto. And the preview comes on Sunday, which is Easter, because the moon in Aquarius will activate Mars and Pluto later that evening. So we will have that Mars opposition to Pluto exactly on the following week, the day before the new moon. It will be on Saturday the 26th at 9:05 p.m. Very volatile. Yeah, I would be quite aware of this energy coming up. Anyway, wishing you the best, wishing you a beautiful experience visually of this full moon coming this week and starting to feel those areas of your life with the Venus energies and the Mercury energy is starting to move forward again, sort of like spring, isn't it? You know, things are coming up. My yard is absolutely beautiful with the flowers and my whole neighborhood, the whole area that I live in. It's so uplifting. And the birds singing, it's really, yes. So we may feel those direct motions of Mercury and Venus, particularly, as that feeling of potential. Is now we have potential that spring always brings. I'll say goodbye for now.